Today's shiur is Nazir Daf Nun Dalid. Today's shiur is sponsored by Shari and Beryl Daskal, Zeicha Nishmas, David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai, Neshama Shav and Leah. So we're sort of smack in the middle of a sugya. Basically, we have a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are talking about a case of. We're talking about Aver. Aver minha. What's it din by a nazir who became tamei from an aver minachai or an aver min hames that doesn't have on the aver enough flesh that would have been enough to regenerate had it been attached? Does the nazir have to be megaleach when he touches it or not? So Rav Yochanan says he's not megaleach. Rav Reish Lakish says he is megaleach. So we're going to now the Gemara on the end of Nun Gimel Amud Beis is bringing down two brisos that seem to be a raya for Reish Lakish. So we'll run through those brisos again. Well, actually, it's the second brisa. It brings down two brisos, and the second brisa is the support for Reish Lakish. So if you go into the Gemara Nun Gimel Amud Beis, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like 6 lines from the bottom. We'll say the Sanya, right? So we're going to say the Sanya, who is a support for Reish Lakish, who says that even on, if you touch, not if you mahil is not going to be, is not going to be megaleach, but even if you touched an aver that min hames that doesn't have basar karoi, the nazir is still megaleach. The Sanya, he says, with the following rice, the two psukim that talk about tamei mes. So this is the pasuk in Bamidbar, you test as Zion. I think we did this yesterday, but we're just going to go through it for the flow. The pasuk says, V'chol asher yigal p'nei asadeh b'chol cherev o b'meis o b'etzim adam o b'kever is the continuation of the pasuk. So now we're going to learn out what they darshan out from each of these items in the pasuk that you become tamei mes. Al p'nei asadeh, on the field, on the face of the field, ze'a mail o p'nei mes. That's someone who's mahil on the mes. B'chalal is ze aver min achai the yeshlo lahalos aruka b'chalal the lashon of lachalal is the as the mefarish points out he says b'chalal ze to get at the mefarish like 5 lines from the bottom b'chalal ze aver hanechlal right it's a nechla means it's severed b'chalal here means severed b'chalal ze aver min achai the yeshlo lahalos aruka it's an aver min achai that has on it enough flesh had it been attached it would be able to regenerate cherev. Was a sword mean? Hareze kichalal, right? The cherev kichalal means that if you have a kli, major machlokas we're showing what type of kli, but we'll go with most we're showing that if you have a metal kli that touches a mace, the metal kli becomes like the mace itself. It's cherev harei kichalal. Normally, except for very few exceptions, tumo goes down a level when it touches the next level. You have a rishon, a sheni, a shlishi, a revi, if possible. But you have the mace is the avi avos hatumah, and the person who touches the mace is an avatumah. But if the mace is touched by this, when we use this metallic object, there is a shita, there are other shitos, especially Tosfos brings down here also. What's the person's name? There's a shita here, the Rav Yitzhak Misimpunat, who says it applies even to all kelim. But let's just say the metal kli, it goes sideways. It goes across, so that the metal sword, so to speak, becomes a aviyavos hatum again. Machlok has shown him what that means. Does that mean you have hazash v'yishliyish? It's matanah v'ohel. How far do you take that comparison together, subject to machlok has shown him? But that's what we learn from cherev. So comes an av. We become an av. Right, oben mace, or if it comes, what the pasuk says, oben mace, ze aver hanechlal min hames. That's an aver that if someone's nogeo or is mahil on the aver, a complete aver of mace that has enough flesh in it that it would have regenerated had it been attached. That's tamei. These are all things that are tamei ba'ol. Obe etzim adam, the bones of a man, ze rova tzamos. That is a rova kav of a tzamos. Remember, we said that a nazir is only megaleach on a chatzi kav, but this is to speak, he's still tamei oel, he's still tamei mase for a rova kav. Obe kever, or a kever, ze kever sasum. It's also machlok is what that means, a kever sasum. So basically, it is a case of someone who touches or is mal on a kever that is completely enclosed, and there is. even if he doesn't walk, even if he doesn't walk over the direct part of where the mace is, but he walks over the kever, the mace basically spreads out in the kever, and then the tumor goes up. So he is tamei. The amamar, because there's a machlokes here whether this is actually in the girsa. The amamar, this is a mission in Olos, tuma bokas v'olah bokas v'yaretz. Tuma goes up all the way up, and tuma goes up all the way down. So I think this is where we're up to. The ilu gabe negia. Now here we're talking about negia, which this is going to be more pertinent to our machlokes or Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The ilu gabe negia, touching tuma. Amar Yehuda, Tanya, the drushes by Negiya are all from the following pasuk. The pasuk that we just brought down before were all things that are Tami ba'ol, which is not what we're talking about here. We're talking about Negiya. So the pasuk says in Yutesh Yudches and Vamidbar, Va'al Hanogeya, I think the Gersha should be Va'al. Va'al Hanogeya be'etzem obechal obemes obekever. So the Gemara, so now the Bryce is going to explain, since the pasuk opens with Al Hanogeya, so we're going to learn from here, these are tumos that are not metame. Ohel, but our matama b'mago b'masa. So be'etzem is the etzem kisaora. That's a minute portion of bone, of the etz, the size of a barley, right? That is tamei. O b'chalal chalal, the aver hanechlal minachai. That's an aver that's cut off from the live person. Ve'ein bo lahalo saruka, and it doesn't have enough flesh to regenerate had it been attached. O b'meis the aver nechlal minachai. Which doesn't have enough meat or flesh to have regenerated had it been attached. Which is again, that is the raya to Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish said exactly what Reish Lakish said. Oh, but kaver or the grave. This is fascinating. Om Reish Lakish, ze kaver shelifnei hadibor. That is a grave prior to the speaking. She's going to say it's matan Torah. A grave prior to matan Torah is mitame. B'mago b'masa. We'll talk about it in a minute, what that means. So, the case, we're trying to bring the raya. We're going to bring the raya, and then we're going to bring Rav Yochanan's retort, and then we'll go back to this Aver min ha-meis. This is a kever issue. So, ha Aver min ha-meis. Brought down the case of Aver min ha-meis. Hei chidami. What's the case? What's the scenario? If the Aver, the assumption most of the time is that you find some sort of limb, it's going to have some sort of bone. So if it has bone the size of a sora, eid is be'etzem k'sora, hainu no hogei be'etzem. That's the same thing as touching an etzem, which we said is already tamei b'mitam b'magu masa. Ela de les be'etzem k'sora, it doesn't have etzem k'sora, and it doesn't have, right, etzem k'sora, afil haki rachmon rabbi. Nevertheless, the Torah adds it. But the words obemeis, we learn that even an aver, this aver is mitamei, is matame magamasa, even though it's not matame b'ol, because we learned matame b'ol from the previous price, it has to have enough meat to, flesh to regenerate. So here we're talking about maga, and talking about a case where it doesn't have sufficient meat to regenerate, flesh to regenerate, and you're still matame b'mago b'masa, right? That's a raya to Reish Lakish. So amalach Rabbi Yochanan is going to respond and says la'olam the isbe, meaning he has enough bone. Etzem k'sora, if it has enough bone, etzem k'sora, why is it being learned out from obemeis? It's from the din of the etzem, right? Ve'im enu inyon limag o tineyu inyon yamaso. He says the pasuk is only talking about nogeya, but now the pasuk is only talking about nogeya, and we're learning, we know etzem k'sora about nogeya. Comes obemeis to teach that it even applies to carrying to maso. I'm not sure what we always put them together. I don't.
So is that what he's saying now, that you put the two of them together all the time?
Right. I mean, I don't know why. I mean, Tosas asked the question. He's like, well, maybe that's the sources. Tosas asked the question. I go, if Obemeis is coming to teach you Masa, so why didn't the Pasuk just say Maga and then say Etzem K'sora again by Masa? Why is it hiding this din of Etzem K'sora of Masa in the words Obemeis? That's Tosas's, right? I think that's Tosas's question. I mean, I think it's Ella. He says, look at the Tosos, the Rasul Ella. It says, Ksas Kasha, the MK, Micah Amr Oben Mace, the Aver Anechel Min Amace, the Isbe Kisora, Lemazo, Esam Kisora. Just say straight out, that does Esam Kisora. Okay. Question that we have now is, we said, Obe Kever. Reish Lakish said that Ze Kever Shalifnei Hadibor. This is the Kever from prior to the Dibor. So what is that? You want to read Tosos? Go ahead. No, it's fine. That's exactly. So that's the Tosos brings down. He says that Etzem kid, etz, that is talking about Kodem Matan Torah. We're talking about the graves of, I guess, Bnei Yisrael prior to Matan Torah.
But not Bnei Yisrael.
So that's a major machlokas. Yeah. But
not to Messiah.
That's a major machlokas. He says that as an introduction, you have to know the sugya, the Gemara in Yevamah, Staf Samach Aleph, has a machlokas between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim as to whether or not the graves of Goyim are metamim, with those who are mahil on them, just like Kivri Yisrael are. According to the Chachamim, there's no chilek ben Kivri Goyim and Kivri Yisrael, and they're metame. But according to Rav Shimon, he makes a drasha that says Adam ki yomas ba'ol, and he says basically that Bnei Yisrael are considered Adam, and Goyim are not considered Adam, and therefore the Goyim are not metame ba'ol. They're not metame ba'ol. So the Gemara then in Yevamos asked on Rav Shimon, the pasuk by.
Is that correct, by the way?
That's how we pass him.
That means we pass him like Rav Shimon.
As to why, it's a different issue. I'm pretty sure we pass like Rav Shimon.
They're
not Matam at all.
Correct.
Right, they're not Matam at all. So,
Jews before Matan Torah were not.
That's a machlokas.
My question is, we're holding
So you're talking about the psak. So that we have to figure that out when you get to that sugya. How do you pass him, like Yochel against the Rabbin? What klal are we using over there?
The issue is that
Matan Torah,
we were not.
But we never get to Matan Torah. I'm just going to introduction of the sugya now. So the Gemara in Yevamos asks on Rav Shimon because there's a pasuk that dealt with the Bnei Yisrael who returned from the battle against Midian. The pasuk there says, "Kol horig nefesh v'chol nogeya b'chalal techto." Whoever killed somebody, they come tamei. So it's a mashra over there that they were killing the goyim. So the Gemara there answers two ways. Number one, the Gemara answers that it's possible that they were burying the Jewish dead. That's number one. Or you can Ravina answer over there. Even according to Rav Shimon, that goyim are not metame b'mosam. That's only tumas oel. But when it comes to tumas magul masa, they are metame like Yisrael. Therefore, the Jews were dealing with they were tame because they were touching them. So that's the case. So the Kosovo says, what's over Kever? He says, Shekodim Matan Torah. You know, you ask, what's Sarafian, the Rabbanon, the Rav Shimon? According to Rabbanon, the Sugi of Rav Shimon, Af Kivri Ove de Chachavim Mitamim Ba'ol. They also hold that Kivri Ove de Chachavim are Mitamim Ka'ol. So, the Lo Darshin Adam Atem Kruyim. So, my it's over Kever. So, what do they need this drush of over Kever for? It's Mitamim Ba'ol for them. Right? Everybody, assuming before Matan Torah, they're not Jews, like Mr. Schiffer said, that they're not Jews, that they can, or at least halachically from this standpoint, listen, you voted for Trump, I can get to pull you out. So,
okay, you got me.
I had to do something. Get you on the recording.
You got me.
So, am I itzrich over kever? What's it come to teach me? Teach you what? Those kvarim according to Chacham and Ratam Ba'al anyway. So he says, V'yesh lomad Rav Shimon, talking about Rav Shimon. He says, "V'miu kasha." It's kasha though. The harei gabe negia. When it comes to Thomas Maga, we just learned out from the Gemara in Yevamos. Moder Rav Shimon, the kivrei overcham mitame b'magu masa. Kedam Ravina beperakabal Yevamto. V'dochik lomer the local Ravina. It's dochik to say that our Gemara is not. You're going to go like Rav Shimon, but not like Ravina. But the Gemara in Yevamos learns like Ravina. So what's Rav Shimon coming to teach us? He holds. Basically, the question is, he holds that kivrei goyim are mitame b'maga. Right, or the goyim themselves are metame b'maga. So the pasuk is going to tell me that Yosef's kever is metame b'maga because it's more about the Torah. Even if Yosef was a goy, it would be metame b'maga. So what's the pasuk coming to teach us? So the Riva explained that kever shalifnei hadibur gam osam shemesu, and the kodem, the girsa has to change, and the girsa does change. It has to be achar. Yeah. So in the Gospel of Rav Arnsberg, he changes tevas kodem nimchak. And then you add the word achar. So he says, Gam osan shemesu achar matan Torah. It's even those who died after matan Torah, kodem shenemar parshas tumas ames. So they died before, they died between parshas Yisro and parshas Chukas.
In the Midbar?
In the Midbar. The door Midbar. No, they died after matan Torah. Change the gears of kodem has to be changed. It doesn't make sense. Change kodem, the ghost of Marshall to achar. So they died. Whenever the Medrash, right, correct. The Medrash says they open their. The Gemara says they open their.
They open the grave
and they lie down. Sure.
Correct.
The Pasuk Dvarim says that's when they continued going. So they died between Matan Torah and Parshas Chukach. the Sog Leichamina, other Kiyomas Ba'Oma, me parses of the Eilat. That other Kiyomas Ba'Oma, Ola, is only from Chukas onwards. So it doesn't answer our question, though. It doesn't answer the question. So that's fine. Yeah, so then just go down and says, Umakshin or Rav Shimon? So according to Rav Shimon now, Rav Shimon, you hold that the graves of an Akum, or the graves of an Kodem, you know, graves of an Akum are not Metameh, right? And now we're saying that applies to Kodem, Matam Torah. Umakshin or Rav Shimon, Amai Haya Rav Bino, Mitzayim Maras HaMachpela, B'Perachas Kasabatim, HaKodem Matam Torah, Rav Shimon, Lomatam Boel. Wait, Aram Yitzchak, Adam Arishon, Adam Yitzchak, Yaakov, they're all called the Matan Torah. We need a special limud. Why? But we need a special limud to teach me. It's a big sugya. Why can't a Kohen walk into Maris Machpelah? It's called the Matan Torah. So we'll get to one answer in the end, or a few answers actually. He says, why were they Mitzayim? He was putting, you know, chalk around so people would know where the burial the plots are. Right. You're not supposed to Mitzayim on something that's not Mitzayim Oel. So the Amar Rivah, so Rivah gives one answer. The Shaper Kari Adam Arishon, Avram Adam, Hagodah Banakim. Ah, Adam. They're an Adam. They may not be Jewish, but they're an Adam. So there's some people who qualify as the status of Adam. Okay, that's their answer. Meaning there, it says Adam ki yamas ba'ol, so Tumas Oel only applies to Adam, and we said it only applies to Achar Matan Torah. It applies only to Atam Achar Matan Torah, to regular people, but Adam, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they're considered Adam no matter what.
They're
celebrity status.
So
correct.
Their own status.
Yeah, correct. Rabbeinu Tam in Yevamos says you have to make a chiluk between Ha Adam and An Adam. You have to look at the context, so maybe it includes. Maybe it includes people.
They're
separate. They're different. They're different status. They're different status. I don't know. So the Rush has a simple answer. He says that Rav Bono, who came around and was Mitzayan, everything, he holds like the Chachamim. Therefore he was Mitzayan. He marked off to the Menorah Samach Pela. But according to that, if we pass like Rav Shimon, and the marking off is a
good.
Yeah, but then for the halacha, because why can't they go on to why don't go to Maris Machpelah? Okay, that you sure you'll ask the some kohen to go. Right, well that's it. Then. That comes from the Tosfos. That's not a Chassidus Shavuot. That's Tosfos is saying. I mean, if it's Chassidus Shavuot, it's fine. Also, they can pass like that. Also. Oh, so that's where they'll go. They'll go to. So will those people who say that Kibbutz Tzadikim Rabbeinu Tam, will they go visit like Rav Soloveitchik? Because it's not a you know, because usually that's a different, you know, different set.
That's from Remishit guys.
It's okay. It's whatever. But the source comes from the Tosfos. Because there are some people. There are some people. Oh, come on, give that to me. There are some people. There are some people who are Adam, who are Adam, and they qualify. Okay, so then it's a question of who you have.
Who's your Adam? It depends who you're master.
But you could go with all these other You could combine it though. You have to combine it with the shita that says that it's not so us for Kohen's already a Tamid Mace, become even more of a Tamid Mace. There are those shitas also. We tend to hold that.
You learned earlier that tomorrow that it's an Isser
Tamid. It's the what?
It's another Isser.
Correct, but there are shitas that. Don't pass it that way, I guess, the minority. So if you take that and you combine it with the Adam, so they have their
with,
they want to go. They want to go, so they go.
So basically, if you're not mashed, then you can't go.
I'm trying to figure that out. Okay, next, I got to go back there. Umazeh b'shlishi b'shviyu soser. So the Mishnah said that a nazir who became Tameh by one of the two most that forced him to become a Galeach, right? He became the one on the third day and the seventh day, he asked to get sprinkled by the Parah, Ayesha of the Parah Duma, v'soser. And it uproots his nazir still now, and he doesn't. So he doesn't continue. And it says Eino Maskil Limnos, and he continues counting. Right, he continues counting Ad Sheyitar. He counts lasting Ad Sheyitar. Then he restarts the count Ad Sheyitar. What?
They start from day one. You're saying?
But when does he restart his calculation of nazirus?
Oh, I see.
All right.
Didn't you say you have to wait 7 days?
Right, so what is that? So Ibailu. Hadikatani Ad Sheyitar. It says Ad Sheyitar. What does that mean?
Okay.
Right? Is that Bashvi Kai? Is that talking about on the seventh day?
Or the same night?
I mean, Ad Avid Harav Shemesh. Meaning he just waits until, I guess he waits until Shkia Sachama, and then he can, mean prior to the Korbanos. Right? Umani Rabbi Lezerhi. And we saw this Machlokas. I think on Daf Yud Ches or Yutes. A holds like Rabbi Yezer, who says that a Nazir Tameh is permitted to start his count, his Zivus Tahara, after he finishes the Tahara process on day 7, even though he doesn't bring the Korbanos until day 8, right? According to this Shita, you would say that that's what's going on in the Mishnah, that Ad Sheyitar means on the seventh day. And then he brings the Korbanos on the day, on the eighth day. O Dilma B'Shmini Kai, or we're talking about the Korban of the Mishnah, is it on the eighth day? Umay Ad Sheyitar? Yeah, I just thought of that question. What's the difference? What's the difference? It's, if it's Harav Shemesh, you're already starting the eighth day.
It has to be 8 days.
Yeah, I hear you.
It has to be 8 days.
I hear you.
Maybe during the...
Right, so if you look at Dibur Masel Ella by Tosos, where is that Tosos? Look at Tosos. It's in the middle sized lines. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Dibur Masel Ve'eno. He doesn't have that girsa of Ad to Erev Shemesh. He says Ve'eno Matchil Limnos Ad Sheyitar V'Yobi Korbanosav. And the fancy Gemara here in Daf Yud Zayin says it tells me look in the Hagos, and it says there in Yud Zayin.
But this is the same thing. Actually,
Yitzhak
Yitzhak
is again Erev Shemesh. No, so he said, so the Girsa of the Rosh, the Girsa of Tosos, is you take out Ad Avid Erev Shemesh, meaning he could have gone to Mikvah, so even the day before. Yeah, so to continue, that's the question that they're asking. Erev Shemesh starts day 8.
But he still can't bring Korbanos till the 8th.
So he still can't bring Korbanos, but he can start counting his, that day would now count for his Naziris. Right, O Dilma Bashmini Kai, Umay Ad Sheyitar Ad Sheyobi Korbanosav, Umani Rabbanani. And it goes according to Shita Rabbanan, who said that you have to start counting on day 8. I think you're right. I think you have to take out the Girsa Ad Havid Erev Shemesh, because that just totally messes up. Okay. So Tashma, we're going to bring a Raya that it means day 8. Tashma, Midikatani Seifa, because the next Mishnah that we'll see in a moment, right, that talks about Tumah, the next Mishnah talks about Tumah, that the Nazir is not Megaleach on. He becomes Tameh Meis, but he's not Megaleach. He's not Megaleach, that means he doesn't uproot his Naziros. It says over there, Masil Umone Miyad. He could count right away. The he doesn't have to bring a carbon. So their case is, right, no, he doesn't have to be Megaleach, he doesn't have to bring a carbon, but he can't count his Naziros during that Tumah period. But it says, Masil Umone Miyad, immediately after he does the Hazah on day 7. Miyad there means day 7. So Haresha Ma'ad, so it says, that's Miyad. So Haresha Ma'ad Sheyitar, Ad Sheyobi Korbanoso. It has to be the Korbanoso. It's in contrast, it's Miyad over there, and here it's Ad Sheyitar. Miyad, if Miyad means day 7, Ad Sheyitar means day 8. Umani Rabbanani, and it has to be the Sheet of the Rabbanan. I mean, Nazir Tahara, Ad Shemini L'chayla. But Nazir Tahara doesn't start until day 8. Okay, next Mishnah. Okay, so the Mishnah that we were dealing with was the Mishnah on Memtesam and Beis that mentioned different tumos, that if a Nazir became tameh by them, he uproots his Nazirus, and he has to Migaleach, and he has to bring the Ashram Nazir tameh, and then he has to start counting again. The upcoming Mishnah now is going to talk about there are certain tumos that if the Nazir becomes tameh by them, he's not Soser, doesn't uproot the days that he counted, and he's not Megaleach, and he's not Chayit to bring a carbon. Some of these, you see, we'll go through the list, some of these tumos are tumos de Araisa, and some of them are tumos de Rabbanan. So tumos de Rabbanan are clear.
Is he still Tamei?
He's Tamei, either de Araisa or de Rabbanan, but it doesn't rise to the level of uprooting his Naziris and forcing him to be Megaleach and bring carbonos.
You get a different level of tumah that affect him differently.
Correct. The previous Mishnah talked about cases where it uprooted his Naziris, forced him to shave and to bring carbonos. And now this Mishnah is going to bring a list where it doesn't do that. He's still Tamei, but it doesn't force him. So, Aval. Right? Aval is usually continuation. So
he's
Mishnah,
still Tamei, what can he do?
What? He's Tamei, so he has to go through a Tahara process. It just doesn't uproot his Naziris. It's two separate things. So Aval, we're talking about. Well, he has to. Yeah, he has to. For what? What does the Nazir have to do proactively? Nothing. So he just has to become a Tamei. He has to be Tahara himself. We didn't Tumas Mace. He has to become a Tahara himself, but it doesn't have an impact on his Naziris. It doesn't impact his Naziris. Okay, Aval, talking about a Nazir who's Nitma by Schachos, and I won't translate these till we get to the Gemara. Aval haschachos and hapiraos, right? That is not going to uproot him. And also the beis hapras, a nazir who walks into a sada beis hapras. That's the field that's been plowed over, and we think there's a grave there. It's mataroza. We don't know where the grave is. That's a tumah derabanan, I think. We don't know where the tumah is. Also the le'eretz amim. So a nazir who walks into eretz ahamim, walks into out chutz la'aretz, because tumas eretz amim is also metameh.
There was once a time that Israel, I mean, it was going grain rabbits, right? Empire,
right. Well, no, but the idea was you still wanted people to go there. The Tumas Eretz Ha'amim is to prevent people from leaving Eretz Yisrael. The question is, though, is that we had the case before, was it was Hilni Amalka or something like that? So she came from Chutz La'aretz and came into Eretz, came into Eretz Yisrael, and she had to redo all of her Naziris. Right. So over here, we're talking about someone who goes out to Eretz Yisrael, goes out of Eretz Yisrael, she doesn't have to redo the Naziris.
Here's a question, is it because of Tumas Mace, or is it because Tumas Axis?
Right, so we went to that also. The question is over here, the Gemara is saying that it doesn't uproot the Naziris, and there when she came in from outside Eretz Yisrael, she had to redo the Naziris. So the difference is somebody who took the Naziris from outside and then came in, and here it's somebody who took it from the inside and went out. Okay, there it's Amim. Ve-golel, someone who touches the golel, which we'll say is the headstone that's on top of the, it's not really the headstone, it's the stone on top of the kever. Ve-dofik, these are the two stones that are on two sides of the... You had two stones here and the matzeva on top. So if you touch the matzeva, the golel is on top, the dofek are the two stones on the bottom, on the side supporting it. And also...
It's not a headstone.
It's a covering. Right, I said that. It's a covering. It's a matzeva that's munach on top of the kever.
The other two sides?
Right. What?
The other two sides.
The other two sides of the dofek.
There's four sides of a dofek.
Okay, so it's four sides, but it's anything that covers the sides.
Today's day, but...
What we do today and what was yesterday is not the same.
It's not a game.
Right,
it's
not the same.
World.
Right. Don't say okay, that's what we're talking about. A very is dam, and a quarter log of the dam in a mace. If we touch it...
Under the radar.
By the way, I will never say that in my head. That's bad.
What?
I'm not repeating it.
It's on the tape, it doesn't make a difference.
The dope thing. And the Revi is Dam. Right? If you magel mas and Revi is Adam, the OL Rova at Samos, or if you're mahil on bones of a mace of a Rova Hakav, the Kalim Hanogib mace, we'll figure out what those Kalim are, because we know the concept of Chorav Arikul Chalel. So what Kalim that touched the mace, if you touch Kalim that touched the mace, Ubi Yemei Safro, Ubi Yemei Gamro. This is a person who is secluded because of din mitzora, and he has to sit mechutz lamachane until he's cured. Those are called yimei gamro, and after he's nisrapit from his tsaras, he has to bring two birds, and he's megalayach, and he comes into the machane, and he has to sit outside. After he is cured, he still has to sit outside the machane for 7 days until he brings the karbanos, and that's called yimei safro. So the Mishnah is talking about a nazir who became a mitzora during his Nazirus, and he has to sit outside the machane for these day periods. These days do not uproot his Nazirus that came prior to he became Tamei Mitzora. Those days don't uproot it. Right? So, Al Elu, on all these things, what we said, Hanazir Migaleach, Ain a Nazir Migaleach. The Nazir is not Migaleach. He does not have to shave, cut his hair, and he does not have to bring the Karbanos, meaning he's not considered a Nazir Tamei. He's considered an Adam Tamei. He's not a Nazir Tamei, right? But he has to get Tahor, Midin, a person who became Tamei Mace, and therefore he has to get sprinkled with the ashes of the Paraduma on day 3 and day 7 in order to be Metahir from the Tumas HaMace that just came into him. Sorry?
Oh, and then he continues.
The Eino Soser Es HaKodmim, and he does not uproot what he counted until now. Meaning the days that he's tummy himself don't count. But the days that are counted beforehand are not uprooted. Umaskilomona miyad, and then this is what I mentioned a moment ago, and he can start counting right away. I mean right after he becomes Tahor, which is day 7, at the end of day 7, right? The carbon ain't low, and he doesn't have carbonos nazir tummy because he's rock tummy, because only I guess full fledged Tumas Mace does he have to bring Megaleah.
He lost a week.
He lost a week basically, but doesn't uproot anything Brian. Now, the Mishnah then says, is that I bring some other cases by Tumas Nazir. He loses the amount of time that he was Tamei. Minimum would be
seven.
Minimum would be 7 days, but if he doesn't do the Hazan, you press a pause button until he becomes Tahor. Right, you don't restart,
he's
you press pause.
It's probably 8 days.
Depending on how quick he gets to it. Right. Now the Gemara is going to bring a certain situations where even the days of Tumah themselves still count. You just keep going. You just don't press pause at all. Be'emes Amru. Be'emes Amru. The Mefarish says that that means Halacha Moshe Mishinai. If you look at the Mefarish, one, two, three, four, five, six. Six lines down for the wider lines. Be'emes Amru is Halacha Hila Moshe Mishinai. That's what Be'emes Amru means. That's what it's Halacha Moshe Mishinai. And that's what the Rabbah also writes in the Paris of Mishnayos.
That's not a contrast to other things.
No, Emes Amru means Halacha Moshe Mishinai. Not a contrast to anything. It itself means Halacha Moshe Mishinai. So the Emes Amru, Yimei HaZav VeHazava. If a man or a woman becomes a Zav or a Zava, they have that seminal flow, the man or the woman that sees blood as a Zava, the Yimei HezGarosh El Metzora. And a Nazir who gets this whitish, or this what looks like Tzaras, and the Kohen, you know, isolates him for 7 days to come back to check out what it is. Those days, Harei Olun Lo. These days of the Zav and the Metzora, not only do they not uproot the Naziros, they are actually count towards the Naziros because it's not considered tummy enough to uproot the Naziros. Those days count. So the Mei Svaro, that this is Hezgero. The Mei Svaro is after already became a Nazir, after already became a Metzora. And you're dealing with the period of Avadai Metzora. Yemei Hezgero is a time period before. You show the Kohen and he puts him away, and then you got to go come check it to see.
Yemei Hezgero is only if he's not found out to be a Metzora.
Yemei Hezgero, no, because I think then the Metzora, then the Tzaras starts at the moment. You're not considered a
Second check.
Right, you're not considered a Metzora until the Kohen says you're a Metzora. So beforehand, it's not considered, you don't have a level of Tzaras. So it won't retroactively be uprooted. Okay. So now the two things that we didn't define in the Gemara were schachos. So the elu hein haschachos. What are the schachos? That's ilan hamesach al aretz. You have a tree that is the branches, you have the overhang under one of its branches, because I have a bit mace. So the chachamim made a hakana that you can't go underneath it. What? Look at Tosos. Because it's... It's not an OL. Look at Tosos, third Tosos. Let's look at Tosos. Tosos says, "Beperek damanida amar demidarei salav OL ma'alga." This is not a real full-fledged OL. Sha'anafim rechokim zemizev ve'em behem poseach tefach. There's not a tefach. There's more than a tefach between the branches. In order to be an OL, you have to be closed up more. These are more open. So af ki yesh bevadei kezayis ben ameitz tachas achas mehen. Even though there is definitely a kezayis ben ameitz under one of the branches, min hatorah tahor. You don't know which one, so it's a suffix. But you can't say it's an OL because the branches are too spread apart. It doesn't create a din of an OL. Chachamim made a takana. They don't want the people going over here, so they say that you become tummy under the schachos, but it's only takana the rabbanim.
They have a question, I think, on the BQE where some of the leaves were overhanging the road and they were from the cemetery, so they had
that's the BQE. No, the
Interborough. Yeah,
the
Interborough, because it's all cemeteries.
We have
the Interborough.
We have a cemetery in Muncie on Maple. They cut all the trees out from on the road. Because the car, you can't walk there. No, it doesn't go that far.
Okay. I mean, that's the problem. So, but there are those trees, if they're talking about a case here where the branches are not are separate. If the branches are all,
when the leaves fall off,
that's also but they're not.
Also a problem.
So maybe you can have a pine tree or an evergreen tree.
What's the problem with the leaves fall off?
No, he's saying when the leaves fall off, it's not. You don't have the canopy. Right, you don't have the canopy. Okay, what's piraos? And the piraos is hayotos min hagader. Those are stones that are coming out from a wall, and there's a tumas mace under one of the stones. So the Chacham made a kind of also over there, right? Paros, we got Tosos. Paros, Havanim, Mayotim, Negeder, Hasomach, Labeis, Akvaros, V'yisham, Nefel, Tachas, Acham, Min Havanim. There's a dead body under one of the stones. V'gaz, V'cham, Tumo, L'mahal, Tachas, Achas, Min Havanim, Afki, Sofek, Tumor, Mishus, Harab, Nesveiko, Tar. Even though really, the Allah is our Sofek, Tumor, Mishus, Harab, we know it's under one of them, we don't know where. So we have a Sofek. And when it comes, we'll learn Masech HaSotet soon. Suffolk too, which is a rabbin, is tower. Here they make the Chanas Chachamim. It's interesting. Chanas Chachamim, the Mishnah says, they're Mazar and Shlishi, and she's Shlishi and Shvi. You still have to get, because there's no Karbana, so it's not the end of the world. There's no, you're not bringing any Chulim to the Azara, because you don't have to bring any Karbanas. Tell him becomes Tamei Meis, there's no Karbanos. You can't do anything. And then you're the same status that we are now, on top of the Doraisa Tumah Meis, and you're also Darbana Tumah Meis. It happened. I mean, that would occur. That's what the case was. Right, so Eretz Amim, and also someone who nicknames into Eretz Amim. So Yibayilu, they asked the question, what, and we've seen this before also, what is the reason why they made Tumas Eretz Amim Tamei? Right, Eretz Amim is Achmishum Avira Gazer Olea. It's even the Avir. I mean, so even if you came into Tumas Eretz Amim, a Sheid Latevo Migdal, or something that would sort of is a block or would prevent a Chatzitza. I'm not saying that because I don't know what the Chatzitza is. What is that a Chatzitza? I don't know. Because people, the airplanes, they tell them to divert them over the cemetery from Lod. So whatever, you were able to go into something that's a chatitza, and therefore you would be tamei. Oh, dilma mishum gusha gazra leh, or is it only because of the ground, the earth itself? Only if you touch the earth itself. Therefore, if you went into something with that was chotis, you wouldn't become tamei. So tashma,
we're gonna touch the soil, okay.
According to that side, or no, but there's still the tumas oel on it. You have to have a chatitza over it. So tashma, the Mishnah says umazeh bashlishi b'shvi. All the cases in the Mishnah were cases where the nazir, he doesn't uproot his naziris, but he still has to get hazah on day 3 and day 7. So v'iyamart mishum avira. And if you said that the tumah of Eretz Amim is so stringent that they made the tumah even because of the avira, right, that the entire airspace, so even if someone comes in a table that's chotzeitz, would become nitma, so that's not a din of talking about tumas hames. That's not a tumas hames issue, right? Because if you're in a shade, if you're in a chitzitza, you're not a tamei mace.
Right.
And here you're talking about the chitzitza, you're still tamei. So that means that the gezeira is not midin tamei mace. So hazal lamali. So why would you need to get sprinkled on day 3 and day 7? Right. We're talking about a special stringent tumma, but it's unrelated to tumas hamace. If it was tumas hamace, it would only be elalav mishum gusha. It must be that the tumas eretz avim is tamei because of the earth, because of the soil. That becomes a tumas hamace issue because you're worried that the graves aren't marked. Or whatever the circumstance would be, so you don't want people to come in. Therefore, if you come with the chatzitza, you're chotzeitz. But if you go into the gusha, if you touch without the chatzitza, you're tamei. That's a tumas hames issue. Then I understand why you day 3 and day 7. So you see, as a raya, that eretz amim is tamei mishum gusha. Because if it was tamei mishum avira, you wouldn't have the hazan on day 3 and day 7. So the Gemara says no
raya.
That's a pretty good raya. He says lo the olam emelach mishum avira. I can say mishum avira and the chikatani. Ashara, when it Mishnah mentions that you'd sprinkle on day 3 and day 7, that's talking about the other things in the Mishnah. Not talking about this. Leave this one out. Tumas Eretz Amim is Metame even Mishum Avira. So even if you went in a Sheda Teva Migdal and you were Chotis between you and the ground, it wouldn't make a difference because the airspace itself, it's not a Tumas Amim issue. Why do you sprinkle on day 3 and day 7? You don't sprinkle on day 3 and day 7. Okay. And the Gemara says, Hachanai Mistabra, this also makes sense to say that there are items in the Mishnah. Even though the Mishnah says you sprinkle on day 3 and day 7, there are certain items in the Mishnah where are excluded, and you don't sprinkle on day 3 and day 7, meaning this Nazir became Tamei. And what the case is, V'achanam istabra, mi dekatani v'kelim hanogim b'meis. The kelim that touched the mace. Whoa. We know Charev Harei Kuchalo. We know Charev Harei Kuchalo. So when it comes off Yivos Atuma. So it must be, they say here, it must be, that, and the Gemara says, Hani kelim b'nei hazainu. What do you mean? You touch the kalim, and now all of a sudden you're subject to sprinkling day 3 and day 7? Well, if they're metallic, yeah, you are subject to day 3 and day 7. So the Gemara's assumption is that they are obviously kalim that are not subject to din of Cherev Harei Kuchalel. And therefore, if those kalim touch the mace, then those kalim become an av. And the person who touches them, the nazir touches them, would only become a rishon. And he wouldn't have hazah on day 3 and day 7. So just like here, there's no hazah on day 3 and day 7. So to the case of the Eretz Amim, there's no spring on day 3 and day 7. So the assumption meaning of the assumption of the Gemara must be that the Charev Harei Kuchalel only applies to certain kalim, which would say klima teches, but will not apply to other kalim, which goes against, it's a raya against the shita of Rav Yitzchak Misampunat, who said in the Mishnah of Olos that Cherev Harei Kuchalel applies bein b'kleim atechos bein b'shar kelim. He said they're all learned out. So according to him, well, what kelim are you talking about over here? You're talking about kelim that did not get the status of an av.
Maybe it's plastic.
I don't think they had plastic then, but he says he makes no distinction between plastic. What's the difference between plastic and kliates?
Was it kli cheres that we're talking about?
Maybe kli cheres. So I think that could be an answer of a clear cut.
Maybe metal has its own status.
But the point is, Rav Yitzchak says metal does not have its own status. Most Rishonim say that metal does have its own status. The question is on Rav Yitzchak, who says that metal does not have its own status. Also, interesting, Tosos says, there's a long Tosos, Kikatani Ashara, says, Hachanabi, Mistabra, Mitkarmi, Kalim, and Ogri Mace, Hani Kalim, Bnei Hadzalinu. He says, Vahalo, Eno Tame Hano Gea Behen, Rak Tumas Erev. Whoever touches this Kalim would only be Tame for one day. Vilo Tumas Zayin. Ela Shmami no Ashari, he's explaining the Gemara, must be talking about the Tumah, the sprinkling of day 3 and 7, and all the rest of the things in the Mishnah. Demashme Le, Afilu Bekli Shetif Iri. Talking about klishetev, which are non-metallic items, the nogubim mace that touch the mace, the have av hatuma that claim become an av, the nogeya behen tamei tumas erev, kinogeya betamei mace ba'alma de lo bai hazah. So elosh v'amin nashara. That's what we explained. Talking about a kli that doesn't get the status of a nevi avos, gets the status of an av. The nazir touched that, he gets the status of a rishon. He's only tamei onto the erev. Therefore, there's no hazah shlishin shvi. The im tomar, he says. The Lishni Lehani Kalim Klei Matachos Mairi, talking about Klei Matachos, the Adama Nogeya Behen, Tomei, why don't you just say that they're Tomei Tumas Chal, why don't you say that they aren't Klei Matachos, and just say that that's the case, and the person does have to say, it does have to get sprinkled on day 3 and day 7. What's the problem? Just say it's Klei Matachos. So Omer Rabbeinu Tam, he says that you can't say it's Klei Matachos, because Rabbeinu Tam can hold that if anything that's become, anything that said, so if that would be the case, then the Nazir would have to be Megaleach. We have to remember here our Mishnah is a case in which not being Megaleach. When we say Cherev Areku Cholel, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's full-fledged. The Cherev is like the Cholel, and you would have to do, you would become Tamei Mace, sprinkle day 3 and day 7, you'd have to be Megaleach, would be full all the way through. He says, Rabbeinu Tam, the Korchak Lomitz Matunko Masnisa Meklima Techos, the Imkein HaNazir Megaleach. The Nazir would have to be Megaleach. So he can't do it as, the question is, just make it as Klimat Chos, and the Nazir would have to sprinkle day 3 and day 7. Rabbeinu Tam says, but if he has to, if he touches the klima tachas that touched the mace, he would have to be galeach the cherev areiku cholal. So then here comes interesting. V'shalach lo Rabbeinu Chaim Hakohen eiza baishes tevnuli. Rabbeinu Chaim Hakohen says, what house can I live in now? You're just telling me that any klima tachas is exactly like cholal. But what the ein does right? He says, but what house can I live in? Because anything, Rabbeinu Chaim says, anything that Nazir has to be megaleach on, a kohen can't be matami for. And you're telling me that the metallic items, the Nazir has to be Megaleach on, that means the metallic items I can't become Tummy for. Well, what, all the materials in my house, all the metal nails, everything like that, that they all come, they're all reused, and they all definitely came from a house that had a mason there. He says, Eza Bayesh Asher Tivnu Li, the Ein Nazir Megaleach Olav, who are in the Kohen Muzer Olav, the Ein Lecha Bayesh Eimel Shum Kli Matros Shahaya Ba'ola Mace or Shum Asmer. There must be something over there. So how am I? What do you want me to live in? A teepee? What am I supposed to live in? He says to Rabbeinu Tam. So he says. So.
What would be the same?
Well, Rabbeinu Tam, but he's not asking about wood. He's asking about metal. He says there's no such thing as a house that we. There's no such thing as a house that doesn't contain these metallic objects that were in a house of a mace, there are via bosatuma, and if I'm in there, I'm mahil, or I'm under the ol of something that's a via bosatuma, I become an abatuma. I can't do that. So Rabbeinu Chaim says that the klima techas are covered for reiku cholel, but that doesn't create enough for the doesn't create it only metame when it comes to trumas or maisos. He has to make the distinction because our Gemara seems to indicate clearly by saying that by establishing our Gemara as clay eights, there's not metallic objects. That metallic objects you would become full fledged tamei mace. So Rabbi Chaim has to make a distinction. Okay. V'chanani ben Akasha Omer Rotzak Hashem Baruch Hu Zakas Yisrael Afika Kiryu L'Torah Mitzvos Shnei Amar Kash Tervana Adonai Chafetz Leman Zidko Yagil Torah V'Yadir. Okay.